from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
All right, here you go, Guru. I'll be looking for your analysis. CeeDee Lamb has been signed by the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, 4 years. $136 million. That's an average of 34 per year with a guarantee.
This is big.
Of $100 million.
Wow.
And CeeDee Lamb, 4 years, $136 million, 100 guaranteed. That's 34 million per year.
That's a wow. And you wonder, okay, what took so long? So he's right underneath Justin Jefferson, 33, you had mentioned, 34, excuse me. But, Stoddy, the first thing I thought about is, does this affect one Brandon Ayuk? Yeah, 100 million guaranteed.
I would think so. I would think so.
That's the Kirk Cousins guarantee. That's what Atlanta gave Kirk.
I think it's pretty clear that Ayuk wants to be among the highest paid receivers. And I'm looking at a chart right now.
Okay.
Let me go to total guarantees, because this has got to be it. Justin Jefferson's guaranteed $110 million. CeeDee Lamb just got $100 million guaranteed. DJ Moore, 82. AJ Brown, 84.
Damn.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, 77. Waddle, 76. Cooper Kupp, 75. Those are big guaranteed numbers.
Man.
So.
You think that could be the holdup with this Ayuk? Not the years, the guarantee. Guarantee.
Yeah, or it might have something to do with the years. I don't know.
Dallas played this well. He didn't exceed Jefferson. They gave him everything right underneath
but
him.
But they're behind schedule.
Oh, no.
Dak can't get chemistry with him.
That's real. The soft tissue thing is, again, I'm no doctor.
Don't say soft tissue.
But still, a hammy, something happens because you haven't been playing in pads. And by all accounts, CeeDee Lamb's had the best workout running on the beach and pulling tires. That ain't football. And I'm not saying you're not in shape, but that is a fear that Niner fans should have for both their guys that are out, who basically were not a part of the offseason activities for the Niners. But that's some big money. I just wonder, honestly, Stoney, where is his threshold? Like, CeeDee Lamb, you're right up there to me with Justin Jefferson. But as much as I love Ayuk, Stoney, I don't think he is. And I'm wondering if he think he is.
I mean, I'm looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown, average salary per year, $30 million, 77 guaranteed of his $120 million. So, I mean, I got to believe Ayuk thinks he's that guy.
Right? But to the Niners?
I don't know.
Yeah. And Evan came in here during the breaks, Donnie, saying this possibly could be a busy week in the NFL predicated on tomorrow being cut down day.
Yeah.
So you wonder. I mean, man, you just want closure for the Niners, both parties, and you want to know who your quarterback's going to be throwing to. This is not like Trent Williams. He's going nowhere, Stoney. When he does play football, he'll be in the red and gold. But now the Ayuk, I mean, this dude could be on another team here in hours.
Yeah, possible. We'll see. Let's go to Dre. Dre's in Lemoore. What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Hey.
You know, I'm confident in the Niners, but I'm on edge because Trent Williams right there. I think, you know, we can win a few with IU, but we ain't going to win another one without Trent there. Brock's going to be on his back all day long. That offensive line hasn't looked too good. The defensive line hasn't looked all that great. But, hey, your quarterback's got to be on his feet. Brett protects that. It's a shame he's holding them hostage like that. Trent's made a lot of money. He asked me, these guys are getting greedy. Come on, what's the fourth highest paid and the first? But he's got the leverage. He is the man. He's the best tackle in the NFL that I see. It's just unfortunate these guys are being stingy. And I understand that the Yorks make a lot of money, but come on, man. Be in there for the team. Let's go for the Super Bowl. I ain't too confident without Trent there. What do you guys think?
Thanks, Dre. Well, I know Guru isn't.
Yeah, man, you talk about not just the run game, the passing game, and we talked about Brock Purdy's ability to escape, him not getting enough credit. Obviously, Stoney, if there's no Trent Williams, he's going to definitely need that. But, I mean, again, I think Trent Williams is MVP when it comes to O-linemen, the impact he has on this team. And we saw that last year with the three-game losing streak. I do wonder, it being cut down day tomorrow, does that have any bearing on Trent? But you want to get this fixed.
Ari Mayrav works for, he's a host at NFL Spotlight.
All right.
He knows the Washington Commanders. Here's what he has as the latest on Brandon Ayuk.
There was a point a few weeks ago when the 49ers were looking to trade Brandon Ayuk, where they did call Washington because Ayuk wanted to go there, be with Jaden Daniels. And those talks didn't go anywhere simply because, A, they were not going to trade McLaurin to San Francisco. The 49ers did not want Dotson. And then number three, if there was no receivers going back, the 49ers asked for a first-round pick, which their GM, Adam Peters, said is a non-starter. It's not happening. That's why Washington has not been involved in the Ayuk sweepstakes, even though he wants to go there. So these next couple of days, we are going to be watching to see if Washington does add another receiver, whether it's on the waiver wire or on the trade market, because they have been fishing around there. And now if Dotson no longer there, do they try to find somebody else?
Ari Mayrav talking about, see, this is what I mean about the Niners. Give me a, you're not getting McLaurin.
No,
get out of here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's just proof to me. And wanting a first rounder, it's proof that they're not really interested in trading him.
But the fallout,
especially
is the
not
fallout
to Adam Peters, who knows all about the 49er organization. Well, I mean, at what point, if you're a 49er fan, at what point would you just? Would you trade Brandon Ayuk because you feel like you have to move on at some point? And are we there yet?
But I think we've been there, but he is not willing to sign. Obviously, in New England, I don't know what happened with Pittsburgh, but excuse me, Stoney, if I don't jump up and down thinking something is imminent because of Andrew Filippone from, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, our sister station, saying it was at the goal line, and he wasn't the only one. But if Ayuk is not willing to, put his John Hancock on a new deal, who's going to make that trade?
I don't know.
And now with the CD news, I wonder if the numbers have went up for Ayuk in his camp.
I mean, the bottom line to me is, if you're the San Francisco 49ers and 3 or 4 months ago you were fielding calls about Ayuk and you were wanting a receiver and a number one for the right for that other team to pay Ayuk, like, that to me is preposterous. They were never going to get a receiver and a number one for Brandon Ayuk, I don't think. So at what point do you call it like it is? Addition by subtraction. Are you there? I mean, would you trade him right now for a second round pick?
I would not.
Could you even get a second round pick? Like, that's the other thing I think. Would you move him for a second round pick? Nobody's even offering that.
But you've had since April, Stoney, the draft to come up with something.
Yeah.
And I really thought this was a cute little story. What did Willer say? The episode of Friends, Stoney, where nobody really wants to part ways. But when you hear reports about Kyle being irritated the way that Ayuk's handling his business, you do wonder, man, the season is about to start in 2 weeks and we're still at this impasse? Man.
Impasse is.
Wait, well, I'm assuming Trent.
Of course you are.
T-Dub.
Remember? Oh, God. Oh, remember?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, boy. This must have been 3 weeks ago. We were talking about Trent Williams and, you know, and whatever he's doing, holding out for more money. I believe it was a Friday. And you said Steinmetz. I believe he'll be in by Tuesday. And that would be 2 weeks ago from tomorrow.
Well, I never said bet your house. No. It's just I went with, like I saw something in Wiggins' eyes. I went with the feel, the core. And everybody's got it wrong, bud.
No.
Up until now.
No.
Steiny, I thought he was, you sitting here looking at me, telling me on this Monday you didn't think he was going to be a Steeler.
Who?
Ayuk.
I thought we were talking about Trent Williams.
No, I'm talking about Ayuk.
Okay, what again?
When Filippone put his, like I thought it was coming, like the baby's here.
I was sitting at the bar with you on Friday, Goo.
I like cafeteria.
And you said, nothing's happened. Like nothing's happened since I've been gone. And I said, yeah, nothing's happened.
Well, Dallas did something. They signed their guy.
And Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, we're still here 2 weeks from the opener. And yes, if you just joined us, CeeDee Lamb has been signed by the Cowboys. 4 years, $136 million with a $100 million guarantee.
That's a lot of chicken, man, for a receiver.
The question now becomes, does it make it harder or easier for the Niners to get something done with Ayuk?
How would you answer? What's your gut tell you on that? Are the Niners like, okay, and?
I think the Niners are probably okay, and he doesn't have anything to do with you. You're not as good as him. Your numbers aren't as good as him. We don't use you like they use CeeDee Lamb. We have other weapons that we go to even more than you, Brandon. So the fact that he got $100 million guaranteed, 34 annual or average
JJ.
Yeah, no, those are not, you're right, Brandon. Those are nice numbers. He's not you.
Mm.
He's him.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Yeah. So 888-957-9570 is the number. I don't know. Do 49er fans think that CeeDee Lamb getting signed today could be the impetus for the 49ers to get Brandon Ayuk in? Or do you see those numbers, 136, $100 million guaranteed, $34 million average, as almost more of a deterrent to getting something done with Brandon Ayuk? 888-957-9570.
Well, it's kind of funny. Every comp that you use, we've been playing this game of chicken since Justin Jefferson got re-upped. It hasn't helped Brandon Ayuk, you know, Stoney?
Yeah,
so now you're like, is this really going to help it? But Chris A. Brought something up about this whole situation to where I'm exhausted. But Jerry Rice, he didn't come, you know, that thing he put on IG to where I really thought a decision.
Yeah,
shout out LeBron James.
Yeah,
I thought a decision was coming, Steiny. Yeah. I just, as a football coach, I put myself in Kyle's shoes, a GM, Lynch, who played the game and won a Super Bowl. This just can't be good for anybody. And that's why I just think of that soundbite you played by Teo. They just look exhausted. That is like, there's no scoreboard for that, but I could damn sure understand that if that were the case, partner.
Yeah, I feel like they've been stagnant this training camp, the Niners. I really do. I feel like if you're Purdy, if you're Kittle, if you're Debo, if you're McCaffrey, I feel like those guys have been in this league long enough to know that it's really hard to make progress during training camp if you don't have your wide receiver and your left tackle out on the field.
I understand. I
feel like
that.
They're just biding time, waiting for them to get back so then they can get moving, if you will. But I don't think that I don't think the Niners are having the kind of training camp they want. And it's because of those two guys specifically.
Yeah. And it goes against everything that I've heard in sports across the board is the camaraderie and everything that you talked about with OTAs and the preseason. It's not just what happens on the day of the preseason game and half the guys don't play, but it's about leading up to those games. And again, either one of those dudes, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, could go into Monday night's game if they sign, being proactive, with now putting pads on all season long. And that may not mean diddly squat and they come in and ball out, but partner, if I had to bet, I gotta believe that means something when you're not with your guys and you don't put the pads on.
We do have some good news regarding the 49ers. Ricky Pearsall scheduled to return to practice today.
Well,
yay! And Coach Kyle Shanahan said the team will have to make a decision on whether Talanoa Hufanga will open the season on reserve pup list.
Hufanga!
I would do, now you're going to laugh, because the pup list, I believe, is four games.
Yeah.
I would err on the side of caution. That's just me.
Yeah, you need personnel.
Well, yeah, you canceled two joint practices. That happened, you know, for whatever that's worth.
According to Mayoko, Matt Mayoko of NBC Sports Area, this could be a busy day around the NFL. As Kyle Shanahan suggested, teams with deep position groups are looking to make deals. What's the 49ers' deepest position group? What would you say, 49er fans? Their deepest
position group. Damn sure it's not their D-line. Wow.
Well, he seems to think the offensive line has got a lot more depth than it has in the past. I don't know if it's the, you know, I don't know if it's the deepest.
Trent Williams, and we see that would get tested early. That's like a nightmare. You don't want that.
Well, they have depth.
I'm going to say receiver. I'm assuming Pearsall and Ayuk is back. How about that? You got Jennings, Pearsall, Debo, who caught a lone pass the first play of the game against the Raiders.
Yeah. He didn't get behind anybody.
Still made a good catch on the sideline. A great throw.
Great catch. How would
Niner fans answer that, Stoney? The deepest part of your team. I guess that would be my answer right now.
I mean,
because it ain't linebacker with your boy missing, Greenlaw.
I think they're deep at quarterback. Dobbsy's been terrific.
I hate the Dobbsy.
Why?
I told you.
Oh, the Nick. Oh, yeah, that just ensures that it's put it in the cap.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't see him this year, Niner fans.
Why not?
Because that means something happened to Purdy.
No, it means that the 49ers then have blown out nobody.
No.
They had no blowouts if Dobbsy doesn't get on that field.
Remember, we are the home of the station that had. Oh. Is Kyle going to use Trey Lance? Are there going to be two packages? Remember that? How'd that work out? That did manifest.
Trey Lance, 5 interceptions yesterday.
For the most yards in the preseason, though. The most yards thrown for, but he attempted the most, too.
33 for 49, 333 yards for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Only 5 picks.
Oh, in one game.
Yeah, but it was an exhibition game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's got to find a team that's on his same trajectory to where it's not about winning. I just get my reps and hopefully get better in 2-3 years. That team he's on now is not that. So we probably won't see him.
What team do you think is on that?
Like a bottom feeder.
San Jose State? Somebody like that?
Hey, I don't have the answer, Sway.
Idaho State?
Look at you.
Could he play there?
I'm watching the game, and the guy goes, he did that at North Dakota State. He ran for 50. I said, win! One game! He played 1.5. One game! Don't just throw that line. That was a throwaway line. He did that at North. Win! I was talking to myself.
What did the Niners do?
Or what are they doing?
No.
Oh, with the three number one.
Now with Trey Lance. What a butcher job.
Three number ones. Yeah, I'm saying
butcher
three.
Job.
Yeah, shout out Shasky. He wouldn't have made that deal.
Who?
Shasky.
Is he a GM that I don't know?
No, I'm just saying it don't take you to. My Norm wouldn't have made that deal. There was too much risk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.